Bryce Quinlan and Hunt Athalar are trying to rebuild their lives in Crescent City after surviving a devastating demon attack. While the city maintains its glamorous facade, ballet performances continue, nightclubs pulse with energy, the wealthy throw lavish parties, an undercurrent of tension runs beneath the surface. As the newly revealed starborn princess, Bryce finds herself under constant scrutiny, cameras flashing whenever she appears in public. She and Hunt, the former Umber Mortis, share an apartment and a bed, but maintain careful emotional boundaries as they process their respective traumas. Their fragile peace shatters with the arrival of Cormac, a striking fey prince from distant Avalon, bearing unwelcome news. Bryce's father has arranged her marriage to secure a political alliance. Meanwhile, the Asteri, the godlike rulers of their world, have installed a new archangel governor and dispatched their most feared interrogator, the Hind, to maintain control. When Therian Ketos, a mer-warrior, arrives hunting for a human boy with impossible Thunderbird abilities, they stumble onto something far more sinister than they imagined. A secret that got Bryce's friend Danica killed and could shatter everything they believe about their world. Danica's murder stemmed from her genealogical research connecting to forbidden history, the first wars 15,000 years ago that established Asteri dominion. The group discovers Danica secretly worked with Ophion, a rebel organization opposing the Asteri. Her research into wolf genealogy and Dusk's truth complemented Sophie Renast's infiltration of Asteri archives, while Rune Danon reluctantly served as a mind-speaking conduit between rebels and their agent Daybright. Their investigation uncovers a horrifying truth. Souls aren't peacefully transitioning to an afterlife. Instead, the Underking converts worthy souls to second light that feeds Asteri power. The Sleeping City's comforting myths merely disguise a cosmic harvesting operation. As they plan to infiltrate the Asteri archives, personal challenges arise. Bryce's father claims her as political property by recognizing her as a Fey princess, while her relationship with Hunt deepens into a mate bond. Their combined powers manifest uniquely, especially Bryce's ability to teleport using Hunt's lightning, a capability crucial for their dangerous mission ahead. "I love you," Bryce whispers to Hunt, words she's never said romantically before. Their connection deepens as they embrace the term mate, a profound fey-soul bond that manifests physically when their powers merge, Hunt's lightning and Bryce's starlight flowing between them, sometimes teleporting them across rooms. Their relationship faces challenges from all sides: the Autumn King's control, Cormac's betrothal claim, and the Asteri's threats. Yet Hunt declares that being her mate is the title he'll truly cherish above all others. Unexpected alliances emerge. Baxian reveals himself as an Ophion sympathizer and, surprisingly, Danica's secret mate. Hypaxia befriends Bryce and discloses her relationship with Archangel Celestina. Even Cormac shows depth when admitting his jealousy of Rune's friendships. Their circle expands to include fire sprites, dragon shifter Ariadne, and a mysterious wolf mystic, forming what Bryce calls Team Fuck You as they prepare to infiltrate the Crystal Palace. In the Asteri's archives, a room marked Dusk contains star maps revealing their true nature, cosmic parasites who conquer worlds and drain life force until only husks remain. The maps document how they lured different species to Midgard as livestock: humans from an oceanic world, Vanir from storm realms, angels from crystalline cloud cities. The demons of hell were actually heroes who once defeated the Asteri and pursued them across the cosmos. The Fey had closed the gates between worlds to prevent more Asteri invasions, trapping everyone on Midgard. Rigelus appears as a gangly fey boy, confirming that shifters and fey are the same species from different worlds. The Asteri bred out the shifters' pointed ears and orchestrated centuries of conflict between them to prevent unification, the truth Danica had discovered through her bloodhound gift. The Asteri's ultimate goal, harness Bryce's starborn power to reopen the rifts between worlds for their continued parasitic expansion across the cosmos. "Long live the Queen," Bryce declares in the throne room, secretly unlocking Hunt and Run's chains, a code phrase signaling their plan. Bryce will grab the Star Sword while Hunt blasts Rigolus with lightning to create chaos for her escape. As chaos erupts, Baxian reveals himself as an ally by attacking other Asteri enforcers. Bryce flees toward the gate with Rigolus in pursuit. Hunt charges Bryce with lightning, which she channels into the gate despite the teleportation-limiting wards. In their final moments, Hunt and Bryce share a heartbreaking goodbye. "I love you," she whispers. "I will find my way back to you," Hunt replies. "I'll be waiting," knowing he's likely sacrificing himself. Run reveals the Oracle's prediction that he would be the last royal, urging Bryce to live. Their sacrifice sends Bryce through the gate to another world, where a male resembling Run with star-filled eyes introduces himself as Rizend. Meanwhile, Ethan learns from Flynn that Run and Hunt are prisoners, Cormac is dead, and Bryce has vanished. He retrieves a wolf mystic, a lost Fendir heir, realizing his true pack consists of friends who accepted him when his own rejected him. Bryce's arrival in Prithian marks the first breach between worlds since the gates were sealed 15,000 years ago, a development terrifying the Asteri. Their power depends on keeping worlds separate and knowledge contained, as bridges between realms threaten to expose their lies. In Crescent City, Hunt and Run face brutal interrogations in Asteri detention while allies work underground. The revelation of the Hind's true identity as Lydia Servos, secretly Agent Daybright for the Resistance, shocks everyone. As knowledge of the Asteri's true nature spreads, the social order fractures, ancient bloodlines resurface, and buried truths about the First Wars emerge. The rebellion gains momentum as citizens realize the extent of their deception. Through love, all is possible. Danica's prophetic tattoo gains deeper meaning as alliances form across species, classes, and worlds. This battle transcends political power. It's a fight for civilization's soul across multiple dimensions. This story reveals how truth, despite its devastating nature, remains essential for genuine freedom. Characters discover their civilization is built on deception. The Asteri are parasites, not gods. The promised afterlife is soul consumption. Racial distinctions are manipulated constructs preventing unity. Truth demands terrible sacrifices. Danica died uncovering ancestry truths. Sophie died protecting her brother. Cormac sacrificed himself during their escape, while Hunt and Rune face imprisonment. Bryce endures perhaps the most isolating fate, being cast into an unknown world separated from everything she loves. Yet amid these losses, connection provides strength. Hunt and Bryce's mate bond merges their powers in unprecedented ways. Rune and Lydia's alliance shows how shared purpose bridges divides. Ethan's journey from pack rejection to finding acceptance demonstrates how chosen family heals wounds. As Bryce stands alone in a new world, she carries both devastating truths and the strength of unbreakable bonds. The war against false gods has only begun, powered not by starlight or lightning, but by connections formed between those seeking truth together.